Hello, and welcome to the Sunnydale Diaries, a podcast where I, Sean, along with my friend Melanie,
hello,
are watching every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and discussing how the themes of the episodes apply to our life.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Except in this episode.
Breaking news, everyone.
We struggled with this episode to come up with a good discussion topic. That didn't feel like an interview question. That did not reveal too much of our personal lives. So we are going to switch it up a little bit. And we are going to discuss our diorama contest that we're going to be having.
This was a good idea.
It was a good idea.
I liked this idea.
It was your idea.
Well, that's why I liked it.
Okay. So tell us about it.
So, I don't remember which episode it was.
It was Some Assembly Required, because of the science fair.
Oh, science fair. And then we got to talking about shoebox dioramas. And I said, wouldn't it be fun if we made shoebox dioramas? And then Sean said, wouldn't it be even better if we had everybody else make shoebox dioramas and we could make it a contest? So that's what we're going to do. Now, when Sean and I were talking about the rules for this, the first thing we came up with was, well, what is a shoebox diorama? And apparently, Sean and I have very different experiences with this. One type of shoebox diorama is where you take the cover of the shoebox, turn it upside down, put the second part, the box part, fit it into the cover on its side.
Right.
And that makes your area where you're going to build your diorama. And you build a little scene inside.
The little 3D scene.
My experience is that you take the shoebox, you cut a hole in one end, like a peephole, and then on the top or on the back, you put another hole so light goes in, and then you build your scene inside, but the way to view it is you put the cover back on and you look inside of it. We will accept either kind, right?
Yeah, we're flexible.
We're breezy.
Yeah.
But we do have some rules.
You need to use a shoebox, not, you know, Amazon packaging box, not a cracker box, a shoebox.
Not a Pop-Tart box.
Not a Pop-Tart box.
No. Yeah, shoebox.
The scene that you're going to depict in the diorama has to be from season one or season two of Buffy. Nothing beyond that, because remember, Melanie has not seen...
No spoilers.
Melanie has not seen the show yet,
right.
So... Yeah, nothing from any season three or...
Beyond.
Nothing from season three through seven.
Right.
Yeah. So after you build your diorama, take a photo and send it to us via email at thesunnydalediaries@gmail.com. We will be collecting entries, so photos of those dioramas, through May 31st of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And we will reveal the winner at the end of June of this year, 2024. And that winner will receive a Buffy-related prize from Etsy.
TBD.
To be determined, but it'll be a good one.
It'll be good.
Yeah. For Christmas, Melanie got me two Rocks glasses that have the Brahms logo on them, which I enjoy very much.
I'm glad. Etsy has some good... I got you something else from Etsy, too. That poster, that travel poster. Sunnydale travel poster.
Yes, you did.
That was Etsy.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff out there.
So we want you to have fun with this. Really interested to see what you come up with.
Yeah.
And, you know, what kind of styles. Are we going to get more of the Sean style, the open box, more of Melanie's peephole style, which I had never heard of before today.
So funny.
You know, and I think when we talked about dioramas, you kind of mentioned something, and
you didn't really process it.
I did. I agreed with you, but I just thought you'd been looking at it.
When I Googled it to get some images to show Sean that, his style, the open box style, is certainly more prevalent. So it makes me think maybe it was a fever dream, my peephole dioramas growing up. I don't know.
Maybe it's a regional thing. Like Samoas versus Caramel Delights.
Yeah, maybe. This is a Broward County people thing? I don't know.
That doesn't sound
seedy Broward County peoples? I don't know. Anyway, have you thought about what scene you're going to do for your diorama?
I do. Now that I know that we're going to do through all of season two, I have one in mind.
Something from later season two?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, we're about 5 or 6 episodes away.
Okay. Well, so anyway, good luck, everybody. We hope we get lots of submissions and can't wait to see what you come up with.
Yep. And again, send those entries to the sunnydalediaries@gmail.com.
Yes.
So this is our 21st episode.
Oh, legal drinking age.
Yes.
Everybody do a drink. Cheers.
So it's been almost 6 months that we've been doing this, which it feels, because we released the first episode on Halloween. And like that was almost 6 months ago.
Wow.
It's gone by fast.
It has.
It really has. We are going to, again, flip it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you some things that we normally save for the end
yeah.
of the podcast.
Yep.
Just in case you don't listen all the way through the end, you've never heard our wrap up. We're going to do part of the wrap up now.
We're going to wrap?
But... you don't want to see that.
No.
No. So if you have listened to our podcast and you want to leave us a review, we would appreciate it. I've noticed we've had a few more ratings in on Spotify.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're creeping up.
All right.
We're 4 points something.
Ooh, look at us.
So if you want to leave us a rating or review, if your podcast platform supports that, we would love that. If you want to email us with non-diorama related things,
yes.
For example, you know, maybe you know of an upcoming episode and you have a great discussion topic that you think we should talk about, send that to us. You know, just send us anything.
You got some good trivia? Send it.
Yes, we love those really unusual facts or, you know, that the IMDb things that are like really buried deep that you know, not many people notice.
Right. You got some spoken word poetry about Buffy?
We'll hear it.
Sure.
Or read it.
Sure.
In my mind, it was like a poetry slam, and they're actually reading it, like making a video.
You know, if you got a recording of yourself doing your spoken word poetry, you send that along.
Yeah.
We'll play it.
Fan art?
Fan art? Yeah. Ooh, I like it. We want some interaction.
Yes. We have been getting some.
Because we're getting sick of each other. That's not true.
It's been a long 14 years. No, 12 years, not 14. I'm just making it longer.
It just feels longer.
A long 12 years.
Okay.
We have been getting some messages and comments on social media of people in various parts of the world.
Hello, Belgium.
I just think that's incredibly cool.
We love hearing from people that we don't know. Like, we have friends that listen, and that's great. We love that. Yes. But when we get things from people that we don't know, we're like, oh my gosh.
We just need Antarctica. We'll have all 7 continents.
It's very exciting.
So if you are on like some kind of scientific expedition in Antarctica and you know, you're hanging out in your igloo, tents, what else? Weather station. and you need something to do, listen to an episode of Sunny Diaries.
If you have a friend who is up in down in Antarctica and they you know that they're bored and they like vampire shows or silly banter,
and listen to us.
Tell them.
Yeah. You want to fill them in on what social media sites we're on?
I think we're on everything except for X.
That's a good summary.
You like that? And I think we're the Sunnydale Diaries everywhere, right?
Yes.
Yep. There you go.
You recently found out we're on TikTok.
I know. So Sean and I were always big into TikTok, you know, during COVID when TikTok had its huge uprising. And then we both decided we needed to get off because we were both addicted. And so we were both off. And then recently I got back on and I'm bad again. It's bad. But I saw you posted something on TikTok and I was like, oh, are we on TikTok? And Sean's like, we've been on TikTok for at least a month. He was secretly...
That's what pulled me back in, honestly.
Oh, man. It's like the mob.
I'm not as bad as I was, but it's very easy.
Are you getting the same kind of videos that you were getting? It's so different now than it was when it first started. TikTok.
Well, and it's interesting because I scroll with the Sunnydale Diaries account and then my own personal one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very, very different things.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of course, Buffy stuff on the Sunnydale Diary one, but... A lot of stuff about the royal family on that one.
On the Sunnydale Diaries one? Really?
Yes. And a lot of farriers believe I'm pronouncing that right.
Farriers? Oh, horse people.
Yes, horse, changing yes. horses.
I enjoy those videos. That's very interesting to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the ones, I mean, I feel bad for the horse that they have, like, you know, an affection or something.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Digging in there.
Yeah. But that must give them relief.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw one, I've seen, today I got on a string of videos about people who groom parrots and trim down their neglected beaks and their claws and help them with their pin feathers. And I think I watched at least three or four of those today. And then I seem to get a lot of cops arrest videos, which I don't know what I did to get on that list, but
I was the other night I was up in the middle of the night and couldn't sleep, so of course scrolling through TikTok.
Sure.
And there's one, she's a hairstylist, she also owns the salon, her name is Teresa, and she did like a lot of skits of Karen's.
Oh yeah.
And every time I scrolled, it was just another one of her. I'm like, am I in her account and scrolling through that? No, it was just TikTok. Was like, he needs to see all these right now. And on my own personal, a lot of baking ones, a ton of sourdough stuff, which is making me want to get back into sourdough, which was another COVID thing.
Yes.
A lot of people started sourdough starters during COVID.
Yep.
So I may be doing that again.
Yeah.
So be prepared to go home with some bread.
I don't mind that. I had sourdough toast this morning with my breakfast and it was delicious. Mm. And I thought, I remember I love this. I don't know why I don't eat this more.
Yeah, sourdough.
It's good.
Some good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of snacks.
Oh, no. We're back.
I think we talked about one of my favorite snacks being that cheddar caramel popcorn. Mm-hmm. And I usually buy one brand, the Smart Food brand.
Right.
And I think I texted you. I tried this other brand. It was the small batch.
Creators?
I don't know. I didn't like it as much.
I bought that one because it was when you went to Publix.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I got that one, like a cookies and cream kind of one. That actually was pretty good.
That was good?
Or was it a chocolate one? It was
okay.
Good.
All right.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the cheddar caramel combination you are, but I do think the Smart Food
is better. When I was comparing the labels, that one, the small batch one, seemed to be a little healthier. You know, you're eating cheddar caramel popcorn, but maybe it was like the cholesterol was less. I don't know, but, you know, I tried it, but yep. Smart Food, if you'd like to sponsor our podcast, reach out to us at the sunnydalediaries.com.
Yeah.
Or email at Gmail.
The sunnydalediaries@gmail.com.
That's it.
Yeah.
This is why you're in charge.
Yeah, imagine like 2 weeks
sponsors.
From now.
I would love it.
A giant box of Smart Food.
Smart Food. Up. Hit me up, Smart Food. I'm a big fan.
So happy.
Man, that would be bad for me.
Yeah.
Because I would put on the pounds. That's what Drew said last night when I was eating that popcorn. He's like, well, should I just pour it down your throat? Like, no. And then I ate the whole bag. Well, I ate a half a bag, but that's so good.
All right. We have filled up our usual 15-ish minutes before we discuss the episode.
Okay. Good job.
We are just good with the banter.
We are some BSers. That's what we are.
That's why we're
professional BSers.
We're getting our jobs.
Hello.
You want to be an analyst? Gotta be good at BSing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Dark Age. This was one, as it started, I was like, is there an episode I haven't seen?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then there was one part in it when it happened. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it's not one that you've seen over and over.
Mm-mm.
It's not one of your favorites.
No.
Didn't stick out. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we open with the Giles voiceover.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
It's back.
Yeah, it's back.
We get a suit guy.
Yep.
He needs to see Giles at night at school.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's why I said he's our librarian. He won't be here now because it's 9 p.m. Oh, wait, this is Sunnydale. Go ahead. It's the first door on the left. He's there. Of course he's there.
That's a friendly janitor helping him out.
Yeah, but they don't hear him knocking.
No.
Because Buffy's got the music pumping while she's doing her 90s step aerobics.
Did you have a step?
No, but I did a whole class in high school of aerobics. Every day we did aerobics. Mm. And we did the Jane Fonda workout. We did the Kathy Smith aerobic workout. We did another one. I loved step aerobics.
Denise Austin,
yes.
That's the one my sister had. I remember she had the step.
I loved some step aerobics. I hope it comes back.
So one thing I noticed while the step aerobics were occurring, the first door on the left, which seems strange that there's a door to get you into a lot.
Sure, yeah. Unless that's like is that the back entrance?
Well, I thought it was in a cellar. It didn't look like a cellar to me. So, but this, I don't know, did you notice the sign on the door?
No.
It What's said, it? Classroom building / library. What? It doesn't make any sense.
Classroom building, because there's classrooms in the building.
But it's a school, of course it's a classroom library. Building.
Well, it could be the cafeteria or the gym building.
You know, I guess all of my schools, like elementary, middle, and high, were one building.
Okay.
So I guess I'm thrown off by
this
that.
Is a big school. Yeah. I mean, it's got lounges and multiple science labs.
Okay.
And a cellar vid library. And murder rooms. All right. And attics. You could have attic space. You could have all those back corridors for people.
Fair.
All right.
Science labs.
Yeah, right. Multiple science labs.
But I noticed Buffy's outfit.
Yeah.
Was very similar to, if you look at the movie poster for Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it's like Christy Swanson and Luke Perry. She's wearing about the same colors.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that was intentional.
Oh, or it was an homage. You know? I don't know.
But that music, that was some 90s.
Giles did not like that music at all.
No.
It was very techno.
It was very techno.
And then I made a note that Giles says, music has notes. This is noise. And I made a note. This is how I feel about my husband's music. When he loves to go out on our screen porch and like blast his music, which is like a prog rock or weird jazz stuff. And oh yeah,
for a second
it's just noise.
I thought you said prog rock.
Prog, like, P-R-O-G.
No, I thought,
oh, like prog, like Drusilla Mrs. Prog.
Yes. I was like,
I missed the prog music. The prog rock. Anyway, okay,
so back outside, while suit guy is pounding on the door,
yeah,
we get scary zombie woman.
Yeah, and scary zombie. So I wrote, this is the worst escape attempt ever. This guy barely struggles.
Yep.
And she, like, he doesn't even try to run or fight back the zombie girl. And then she does a quick neck snap on him.
Mm-hmm. Which was a better neck snap than Moloch did in season one.
I hate the neck snap.
I know. You're not a fan.
Yeah. And then there's a puddle of zombie goo.
Yeah. I said she melts into a puddle of laundry detergent. That's what it looked like.
Lay a little Tide Pod on ground. Then we have the Buffy credits, mm-hmm. and I put there's more snippets of Buffy and Angel now in the opening credits.
I noticed that as well.
Yeah.
Overall, it's the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're sneaking in a couple
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And the scream of Amy's mom is still there.
Of course.
Because I do it every time I watch it.
Oh, great. Then we are in a dream, I guess, right? The fire demon ritual dream.
Mm-hmm. That's better than my note, which is groovy / scary dream.
It made me think of, what is it from Book of Mormon? Scary Mormon hell dream.
Oh, yes.
spooky Mormon hell dream.
Yes, yep. We get Giles in striped pajamas.
Yes.
I mean, I like a good pair of classic pajamas.
Yeah, me too.
I think I've seen you in yours.
Yeah, probably. Probably. So we're in the hallway, Giles and the gang, mm-hmm. right? And then we got to protect that blood transport.
Okay, but before we're protecting the blood transport, I have things to say about that.
Oh, good, okay.
Gavin Rossdale and John Cusack.
Gavin Rossdale and John Cusack. Oh, yeah, that's their dream boys.
Yes.
Gavin Rossdale and John Cusack.
I feel like at this point, John Cusack was, like, he was really, like, heartthrobby in like more of the 80s.
He was. What was he doing in the mid 90s? I'm gonna look that up. Yeah, okay, so he was doing, let's see, early he did Bob Roberts. I don't remember him in Bob Roberts, but I haven't seen that in a long time. Gross Point Blank was 97.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, he was kind of dreamy in that, I suppose. He was like the quirky love interest in that. Mm-hmm. But maybe they are remembering him from, like, Say Anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they're...
That was late 80s, yeah. So that would be appropriate.
Yeah, that's fair. And Gavin Rossdale was from Bush, right?
Yes. Okay. He married Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm. And then...
He was definitely a 90s guy.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And he was pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. And then Xander's was Amy Yip, who I needed to look up.
Who is that?
She was, from what I read... So she was an Asian actress, and according to what I'm reading, she was small.
A petite person.
Yes.
With a large chest.
There you go. You could say it.
Yeah, I'll say it.
I have not heard of her, but apparently that's
Xander has.
Yeah.
And Joss Whedon has.
Yeah.
Is this another Joss episode?
I don't think this one is, no.
Okay, all right. He had creative input.
The Amy Yip. And then we find out that there is going to be a blood delivery.
Right, so this is Buffy's assignment this week.
Yes.
Protect the blood transport. So Jenny, they're all talking about the blood transport. And then Jenny is there to enlist their help for computer tutoring. Mm-hmm. And then somebody says, you got a bit of schlub on your shoes there. Because Giles was probably like, ooh, Jenny.
Yes.
And then they said to Giles, you got some schlub on your shoes. Schlub, okay. Mm-hmm. And then Jenny is tormenting Giles about his first edition book.
Oh. That was mean.
That was pretty funny. She knows how to push his buttons.
So my first semester in college, I had borrowed a book called Youth in Revolt.
Uh-huh.
Have you read it?
No, I've heard of it, though.
Okay. I borrowed it from my friend, Quickly Sticks. Uh-huh. I did not take care of this book.
Oh.
I folded over pages.
Oh.
The spine cracked. Oh. Like, I apologized profusely later on, but...
Did you buy another edition?
I don't remember.
If it were me, I would have carried that for years and years until I found, like, a new edition on eBay or something, and I would have bought it.
Yeah, that's when I learned not to do that.
Treat your books with respect. Yeah. I had friends that collected comics when I was in college, and I remember that same thing. Like, when I went to, I was like, oh, let me look at the comic. They were like, ah! Don't open it all the way!
Now, I know you use a Kindle now, as do I, more than a regular book. But are you somebody who uses a bookmark if it's a regular book?
No, I fold pages. Oh, yeah. I fold the corners for sure. And I eventually break the spine. Okay. But, you know.
That's four.
I fold the cover over and hold it with one hand. Oh. But I don't really read books, real books anymore. I use the Kindle.
Yeah. Something that I was wondering, Willow's helping out Jenny for extra credit.
Yeah.
Why does Willow need extra credit?
She just wants that 7-point GPA. I don't know. She's just over to her.
Yeah.
But let's see. Jenny and Giles set up a date.
Yeah.
And I wrote, and I think I'm supposed to sing this. Saturday is the night. They're gonna make sweet, sweet love. I didn't write all that. I just wrote, Saturday is the night. They're going to get together. It's heading that way.
She's going to make them squirm.
I trust I gave good squirm. That's what she said about the book. But yeah, she's going to make him squirm. Yeah, okay. So then back in the library, the police are in the library.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. There's a dead guy. Oh, the dead guy that got the neck snap apparently knew Giles.
Mm-hmm. Cordelia comes in, overhears a part of that.
Yep.
Is her usual Cordelia self. Doesn't really care. Because it's not about her.
Right.
Yeah. And then we go to the morgue.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And it turns out that Giles knows that guy. Mm-hmm. His name was Philip Henry.
And he has a tattoo.
Yes, I wrote, with a spooky tattoo. And bruising that couldn't possibly have come from that zombie attack because she just touched his neck and he barely struggled.
Yeah, he had black and blue everywhere.
Yeah, he did. There's no way he got that from that fight. So something's going on with Philip.
Right. Then we get the blood delivery.
Then we're at the blood duty. I wrote, a couple of schmoes / ER doctors who are also vampires. It's black market blood.
So, you know, this is where if I ever create...
This is where your blood bank lab background comes in.
Yes, this is where if I can do my inadequate clinical laboratory.
Should I just leave the room and you can go on your rant now?
No, you don't have to leave. But, okay, so here's a few things. Okay, blood does normally show up in a van.
Uh-huh.
I'll give them that.
Uh-huh.
It's
not usually manned by vampires.
It is not usually manned by vampires.
Yeah.
It is typically not dropped off in the ER or the ER parking lot. People with stethoscopes... do not come out to pick it up. It is typically not delivered in a cooler.
Uh-huh.
It is typically in a cardboard box full of ice or dry ice if it's fresh frozen plasma instead of blood or packed red blood cells.
Uh-huh.
There was just so much wrong with this.
Yes.
And I know most people won't know that.
No.
But come on, you're just going to drop off a cooler.
But we appreciate your sense of authenticity.
Just a little bit of research. 2 minutes.
They were bad guys.
Yeah.
They counted on the fact that nobody was going to know all that stuff. And
I'm just talking.
It's like the guys that show up, you know, with a ladder. They're on these TikTok guys. They always try and figure out where they can go. They just have vests on and they carry a ladder.
Yes.
These guys, they were like, if we have on scrubs and stethoscopes, nobody's going to ask us questions.
You're right. Still upset about it.
Okay.
Did I say that they would never leave the cooler?
No,
they wouldn't leave a cooler. It may transport in a cooler throughout the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have, like, you know, a massive transfusion protocol, in fact, like somebody got shot.
Uh huh.
I was just going, here, take an igloo cooler. Second time I've said igloo today. Oh, maybe I agree.
It's a theme, igloo. It's the igloo episode. There is a parking lot fight, and of course, Angel is there.
Yes.
And I put, they're on the car hood like a proper musical fight.
And Puffy says to Angel, can you make sure the hospital gets the rest?
Yeah.
You know, this dude just walks in with the cooler. Got the blood.
This guy in a coat and a polo shirt.
And, you know, and if he did the right thing and brought it to the blood bank, and I was there, I'd be like,
I'm going to be like, I'm not accepting this blood. Where the heck did this blood come from? Yeah, I'm going to take this and give this to a patient. Who knows what's in this? That's going in the trash. Straight from the igloo cooler to the trash.
There's a blood shortage.
You're not going to take blood from some guy off the street.
I don't know if it was properly legal. Okay, off the street.
You don't know what happened to that while it was in that van. I don't know. Okay. All right.
We get to Isles' apartment for the first time.
Yeah, Buffy's going to the house because, of course, she knows where he lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, actually, I said apartment, you said house.
Yeah.
Just maybe it's more like a condo? It's not an apartment.
we'll compromise and we'll say it's a condo.
Well, because, I mean, it's not a...
It's a villa.
It's a... Ooh.
Villa.
It's a villa. Yeah. But we haven't seen it before. Giles is making phone calls.
Yeah. And he's giving Buffy the blow-off.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking kind of, like, disheveled.
Yeah, he's a little haggard.
He's not looking... Oh, haggard. Good word. Yep.
He's drinking.
Yeah.
Something is
amiss.
I'm assuming it was scotch. It looked like scotch.
Oh, yeah.
Giles strikes me.
Yeah. It's tea or scotch. Like 18-year-old scotch. Yeah. He's trying to phone Deirdre.
Mm-hmm. We find out she recently died.
Deirdre the zombie.
I feel like the spelling of her name was weird. Because the I was before the E.
Oh, okay. I think when I was typing my notes down, I had to do a spell check on Deirdre because... We have a friend named Deirdre, but she calls herself D.
Yes.
So I don't have to type that very often. Mm. It just looks odd.
Right.
Any way you spell it. So then we get a list at the old friend list. Giles' old friend list, crossing them off.
Yeah, there's only two names left.
Oh, man. Next up, costume shop guy.
Ethan Rain,
the return.
Yeah.
And then...
We see that Giles has the same tattoo.
Giles got the spooky tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, Giles' past is coming back.
And something that I, you know, quick lab thing again.
Okay.
He had a really good elbow vein.
Oh, yeah? You could have tapped into that?
Easily.
Yeah.
And I'm
right.
Not the best phlebotomist, but that was like, but I do notice it on people, like when it's a good vein. And I was like, oh, that's a good.
So when we meet Anthony Stewart Head at the con, you're going to say, can I see your vein, please? That's probably one of the more original things anybody would ever say to him. You guys, don't steal our question if you ever meet him.
Can I palpate your elbow?
I noticed it's season 2, episode 8. Has anybody ever told you that you've got great veins?
This is, you know, whenever we do go to a con, which has some other people, it is going to be the best con we've ever had.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to be broke from spending all absolutely. The money to be in these lines.
Every day I'm checking the one that's by us.
Yeah.
See if they've announced anyone new.
Yeah.
They announced somebody from Supernatural last week. But
okay.
So far, no one beyond that.
No.
I'm excited because they had good people last year.
All right. Okay, so now we're in the morgue again,
and
Philip is now a zombie.
Yeah,
the morgue tech is checking all the coolers. This is his to-do. This is on his nightly to-do. Why?
Make sure all the bodies are there. This is Sunnydale. Come on.
Well, apparently it should be because the guy is gone, yeah. Right? He's
Philip,
gone?
Philip is not in the drawer.
So it's a good thing you're checking. And then, yeah, okay.
Philip pushes him into the drawer.
Yes.
Kind of like Frank and Bean's guy getting pushed into the fire in season one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not, I don't want to ever be pushed into a morgue drawer.
No.
Nope.
Morgue drawer.
Well, yeah. It's
one does not simply walk into morgue drawer.
One does simply not get pushed into a morgue drawer.
My next note, and I don't know who said this, you don't see enough abacai.
That, I believe that was Xander.
I think so, too. That sounds like a Xander line.
Well, they're walking into the computer lab. Because I think somebody was saying, why do we even need computers?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then this is one of my favorite lines. Jenny's talking, the first thing we're going to do is, and she turns and sees Buffy. So she says, the first thing we're going to do is Buffy. Oh. And then Xander, did I fall asleep already? That was a good one. Buffy's worried about Giles.
Yes, she's worried.
I think he was home alone drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You were in a frat house drinking not that long ago.
Underage.
Underage drinking.
Mm-hmm. There's a French door in the back of the library.
There's so many doors in this library.
Have we ever seen the French door
So
before?
Many doors. No, I have not noticed the French doors.
Okay. I don't know if they added them on. They're always there. It's like, I don't recognize that.
Hot take. Maybe every episode is in a different universe. Ooh. There's a bunch of parallel universes and the library is slightly different. And you go through the doors and that's how you get into the other Buffy universes, the other libraries.
So sounds like some good fan fiction.
Prove me wrong. All right. So something's afoot in the library. Mm-hmm. In the stacks. I wrote stack attack. Ethan is looking for Giles.
Yeah. And Buffy just punches them.
Yep.
And we get a name for the tattoo.
The mark of Igon.
Igon.
Igon. E-Y-G-H-O-N.
Correct.
Did you Google that?
I did.
Igon. Let's find out.
I did not. I don't think I found anything. Oh. I think it was, it was made up for Buffy.
Totally made up.
Yes.
All right. All right. So, and then we have zombies smashing through the plate glass window. Mm-hmm. There's a library fight and Ripper arrives and confronts Ethan.
Yes. And zombie Philip gets locked in the book cage.
Mm-hmm.
That thing comes in handy.
Yeah, it does. It's a good thing they have that in there. He's pretty subdued, though, in that cage.
He is. Yeah. He's plotting.
Yeah, apparently so, because he all of a sudden, out of nowhere, breaks or pushes out.
Mm-hmm.
And jellifies on the floor.
Yeah. Jenny got whacked in the head.
She did get whacked. Yeah. Yes. And I wrote, Giles and Jenny share the weirdest embrace while he's comforting her. It's like she's touching him, but not really. Like they didn't want to, I don't know, like their bodies didn't want to be together. It was very odd. Go back and rewatch it.
I will.
It was very odd. But then we see that Jenny has the glowy eyes.
Yeah, she touched the tide puddle on the floor.
Because Philip smacked the cage door into her head.
Mm-hmm. This is what happens when they have school on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're talking more in the library. And my husband pointed out, where'd the puddle of saliva glow go? Who's glowed it out? It disappeared.
Oh, maybe it just evaporates.
Pretty quickly, I guess.
I guess. Like
rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Willow is going to surf the net. Yeah. It's what she's good at.
Yeah. I noticed that Giles got really forceful with Buffy, and he was like, as the watcher, I am telling you. And I was like, well, who tells her? He's a watcher. He doesn't tell.
I was trying to come up with a way for this to be part of the discussion topic, but I really couldn't come up with anything. He was really trying to push everyone away and keep everyone out of it. Like, this is his problem to solve alone.
Oh.
I feel like I tend to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm bad about asking for help.
Everybody needs help, Sean.
I know. I did ask for help at work today.
That's good.
Yes. And people agreed to help.
Yeah. So. I think I have that same issue because I remember talking about it with one of my therapists, one of my many therapists. My issue was with saying, I don't know. Mm. I had to learn how to be okay with saying I didn't know something and to ask. Yeah. When we're friends.
Yeah. Not wrong with asking for help.
That's right.
Just sometimes you gotta work yourself up to do it.
Yep. All right. So then I wrote, Giles is taking care of Jenny, who's not quite ready to be at home yet because the attack took place at her home. So it's unsafe. Oh, wait.
Before that, I have a note that they find out that Igon can possess either, or he possesses an unconscious host.
Yeah. So that's how we find out that Jenny got hit in the head. She was unconscious.
And I'm trying to remember why I wrote down orgies, !
Because it was a frat party?
Not in this episode.
I don't know, because you have orgies on the brain? Typical man.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm pausing to go look at the script, because okay. There was a reason. While they were doing the research about Igon, Willow noted that ancient cultures used to induce possession for bacchanals and orgies.
Ah.
And then Xander said, Giles and orgies in the same sentence.
Could have lived
I knew there was a reason I wrote down orgies.
Okay, all right.
But then we go to Giles' apartment.
Yeah.
And Jenny is a little off to start.
Yeah, she really is.
And then she pulled the phone wire out of the wall.
Yeah, that landline.
Times have changed.
Yep.
I have empty jacks in this house and nothing will be plugged into them.
No.
I don't have a landline anymore. Right. Yep. And we find out Jenny is possessed.
Yes.
Child's got knocked out.
Yes.
To do a shot.
Shot.
Buffy jumps in with a jump kick.
She does those.
And then Jenny gets the possessed voice.
Yep.
It reminded me of Marlena from Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
When she was possessed in the 90s.
Yes.
That same.
Marlena's been doing the convention circuit lately for Electra Woman and Dyna Girl.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of people who are getting their Electra Woman, Dyna Girl stuff autographed.
She also was in a show in the mid-80s with Wilford Brimley.
Oh,
Our House?
Yeah, yes.
Our Home? Like
and
that.
Shannon Doherty.
Yes, and Chad
Michael Murray.
No,
Chad Allen?
Aston?
Allen.
Chad Allen, okay. Chad Michael Murray.
And there was one more. I get my Chads mix up. My hanging Chads.
if we ever meet her, we'll have to...
Marlena?
Yes, we'll have to print out something from Our House and have her sign that. An oatmeal container.
Since Wilford's not around anymore, would you mind signing this?
Diabetes.
All right. So I don't know in my notes. I've got the next thing I have on my note is Igon the Sleepwalker. And then Willow says, the dead guy's all puddly now.
Okay.
And then I put, Igon is very slutty too. In the Joss world, female power. Jenny is being very slutty.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that's what I put in Joss Whedon world. Female power translates to sexual and bitchy.
Yeah.
Right? And then she's got her demon makeup and her demon voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I put Buffy is kicking some stunt double ass.
Yes. And then Jenny said 3 down, 2 to go.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate because there's a future episode named 2 to go.
Okay.
I don't think it was foreshadowing.
All right.
But I did appreciate it.
All right. And then she jumps through the plate glass window.
Yes.
Lot of plate glass.
Yeah.
The plate glass budget on this show this season is up there. It's up there.
Because they had the girl from the frat house.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot in this episode.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Back in the library, Xander finds an old picture of Giles.
So do you think that was like a headshot from like a musical or a band he was in as a young person?
Well,
like Anthony Stewart had?
I wouldn't wonder that, so I looked it up.
Oh, well,
I thought you were going to drop some trivia
on me. I figured you would look it up.
I get to drop it on you. So it's a picture of Sid Vicious with Giles' head superimposed on it.
That's funny. I'm surprised they didn't, because I know he was in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't just take a picture from that or something.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe they couldn't get the rights to it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I was trying to find the original like Sid Vicious picture. I could not find it.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And then I think it's Giles or Ethan who say, we practice magic.
I wrote it down and I was like, oh, Sean hates that, spelling that word.
It's just magic. It's not plural.
They practice the magics.
Yeah.
And the mathematics.
I'm okay with maths.
The maths.
But not magic.
And they summoned Igon. It's all their fault. Stupid
what
kids.
Happens when you do acid in the 70s. You summon demons.
Yeah.
Drugs are bad.
Except for when they're not.
Ethan and Buffy in the costume shop.
Yep. Hello. 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 That 10 by 10 space. She used to call out, hello. And then she's there to protect him, except, blow to the back of the neck.
So it's two episodes in a row. She gets knocked down by two guys that probably could not knock her out.
Yeah.
Not happy about
it. Well, you know, it's part of the story.
I know. I can still be upset.
You gotta
about
suspend
it.
Your disbelief.
Wow. And the first time you've ever said that to me.
Wow. All right. And then we're back at the library.
This was the scene where I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen this episode.
Oh, okay. All right.
Willa took charge. She's yelling.
Yeah.
Get the hell
out
of my
library. Yep.
That was good.
Oh, so I have notes about that. So they were talking about how they're going to fight the demon.
Uh-huh.
And they say, well, hot lava? No, that's for a heretic. Oh, yeah. Yes. Bury a potato. No, that's for warts. And then one of them, it must be Xander. This sounds like a Xander line. She'll be the first headless computer teacher at the school. You think anyone would notice? Yep. And then Willow lays it down.
Yeah.
So this is the second time we've seen her really lay it down like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I like that they're giving her character. Yes.
Yeah.
They're giving her character more character.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. Back in the costume shop.
Oh, Buffy is getting the tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Tattooed against her will.
Yes.
Not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
And she's tied to the table.
Yes.
Again, I'm. She's just in my disbelief, but
she busts out of metal rooms, cages, and busts through doors and stuff.
But she can't get out of these little ropes.
She can't undo those ropes. Mm-hmm. Maybe he put a magic spell on them.
Okay.
All right. You like that? They're okay. Enchanted.
Thank you.
All right. Whatever you need, Sean, I got it. All right. And then Ethan is pouring acid on his own arm.
Mm-hmm.
I guess to get rid of that tattoo.
That's what I assume.
Yeah.
But ouch.
Yeah. And I wrote, Giles is impaired. Too much scotch. He's impaired and having visions.
Yeah. And Jenny Igon is in the shop.
Yeah.
And who comes to the rescue?
Angel.
There is some bad special effects.
Yes. Yes. I wrote, I hate to mutilate and run. That's what Ethan says. But then Jenny is in the door with the creepy back green backlighting that disappears as soon as she enters the room.
And she's gotten more demon-ish.
It must have been like a truck backing up or something. It had green backlights. Right. Yeah, and then he pulled away when she opened the door. It's a good thing he was there to make it more menacing.
Yes. She doesn't look pretty menacing.
Her demon makeup has gone up a notch in this scene.
Yes.
Yeah, she's like full on. And then I wrote, do you think that's Robin Lamorte under that makeup, or you think that was just a stunt double?
Robia?
Yeah, Robia. That's what I mean.
You said Robin.
Oh, yeah, I did. Sorry. Robia, that's what I meant.
I assumed it was her.
Okay. I was thinking about that in this show. Like, it must be easier for them to shoot these fight scenes when people are in vampire mode or demon mode because they can shuffle in the stunt doubles a lot easier.
Yeah, we're not going to notice like we have.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Yep. So then enter Angel and he defeats the demon.
Yeah.
And then Giles and Jenny leave without a word.
Mm-hmm. And then we get Buffy in a scarf.
And she's like, I'm just going to get this tattoo removed. No big deal.
So, and a lot of TikToks I also get is laser tattoo removal. And it's not.
It doesn't
look
like the easy little thing. Like you just go in for half an hour and just have your tattoo removed.
No, it's typically several sessions.
Like an alcohol pad and just wipe that stuff off.
She had to use her whole allowance.
Yeah. I imagined that's a pretty hefty allowance.
Yeah, because that's not cheap.
I don't think it is.
No. Nope.
And you can imagine, like, 1996 or 97, when this was coming out, that laser technology was probably not as advanced as it is now.
No, it was just sandpaper.
It wasn't even laser. All right. And then I wrote, Jenny and Giles. Is the end of Jenny and Giles? Because now it's all awkward between them. And
yeah, she's definitely keeping her distance from him.
Yeah.
She says she left her phone off the hook. Just another dying phrase.
That's true, too.
Now we just don't answer it.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Now you just press the button and send it to voicemail.
Yeah. I did notice, and it is probably because I've seen the show already, but the music at the end of this one seemed pretty different than other music that we've had.
Oh, yeah? Okay, I didn't notice. I'll have to rewatch that part. Interesting. All right. And then Giles makes a comment about the Bay City Rollers. Now, that's music. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it back to my Sid and Marty Krofft shows. The Bay City Rollers had a show. It was a Krofft show. They were in a hotel. It was a creepy haunted hotel, and there were monsters. Okay. But it was the Bay City Rollers. Do you know who the Bay City Rollers are?
No.
Oh, I mean, I've man. Heard
of them. I know the name, but I couldn't tell you, like, what song.
All right. This is going to be on our social media. I will be posting something about the Bay City Rollers and this show.
Okay.
Part of my childhood.
Cool. Can you give me a Bay City Roller song that I would know?
Yeah. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Okay. Night.
Okay. Yes. All right. I know. And that's pretty much the end of the episode after Buffy and Giles have their heart-to-heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of saying about Jenny and Giles. I like them together.
Who knows? Maybe they'll warm up again.
Who knows what'll happen in the future? Maybe the passion will be reignited.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, how many steaks would you give this one?
I will give this one 2.25 steaks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with 2.5. Yeah. It felt very season one-ish to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, like, monster of the week.
Yes.
I mean, there was some moving the plot along, like, with Jenny and Giles.
We get a little Giles backstory.
Yeah. We have some more, you know, Ethan Rain popping up again.
Yeah.
Willow taking charge.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite line?
I don't know if it's a certain line, but just Willow's, you know, yelling.
Willow's yelling.
Taking charge.
I liked when they were going through the different cures for trying to figure out the cure for the demons. Mm-hmm. Bury a potato. I wonder if that's really a thing. Old wives' tales.
Yeah, some of those are interesting.
I will, whenever I am getting ready for work in the morning and I get my shoes out, if I mistakenly put them on the bed, I hear my Nana in my head yelling at me, "Don't put shoes on the bed. That's bad luck."
Really? I haven't heard that one before.
Now you have.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we went over our socials and all that stuff at the beginning.
Yeah.
So I think we're done.
What's the next episode?
The next episode is What's My Line Part 1.
Oh, it's going to be a parter.
Yeah. Episode 9.
Episode 9. Yeah. What's My Line? Mm-hmm. Are they on a game show? There was a game show called that.
There was, yes.
All right. You're going to have to tune in and see.
Talk to you next time on the Sunnydale Diaries.
Bye.
Bye.